Stripe told investors that January 1st marked the beginning of the singularity, which is a sentence that makes me want to open episode 889 by checking whether we've all lost the plot, or whether Stripe has quietly found the most useful definition of it.
Their definition is doing a lot of work. They aren't saying superintelligence arrived. They're saying January 1st was a major inflection point in long-term technological and economic trends. And they're reading that through Stripe's own business data.
Right.
The supporting numbers are real enough to take seriously. Stripe says first half revenue rose 41%, free cash flow rose 43%, and 88% of the Forbes AI 50 are building on Stripe. But none of that establishes a singularity. It establishes that Stripe is sitting near a very active part of the market.
But the actual argument underneath the theatrical word is interesting. Stripe seems to be saying AI has crossed from mostly a software capability into a business formation event. More companies are being created and monetizing, and the payment layer can see that activity earlier than a normal market report.
I buy that as the strategic thesis. I don't buy the causal leap automatically. A platform seeing more AI companies and stronger payment volume could mean AI is creating new businesses, or Stripe is especially good at attracting companies that already chose that model. Those produce very different forecasts. The investor letter is written to support Stripe's position.
Exactly. Still, the OpenRouter acquisition makes the whole thing less like a dramatic memo and more like a product strategy. Stripe confirmed it bought OpenRouter, and Axios reports the deal was worth more than $8 billion, mostly in stock. That's enormous for a gateway that helps applications switch between AI models.
And technically, that gateway is a specific asset. OpenRouter provides model access, routing, availability information, and usage records. Stripe can add billing, customer controls, and financial reporting. But routing models isn't the same as processing payments. The hard part is choosing the right model at the right latency and cost, then proving that decision later.
For a company building an AI product, that combination could be genuinely useful. You don't want one team tracking model calls, another invoices, and a third explaining to finance why the expensive model was used on a low-value task. You want the usage, policy, and money trail in one place.
That's where this connects to our control plane argument. The winning layer may hold the logs, approvals, fallback rules, and spin limits. OpenRouter gives Stripe a path into the decision before the payment happens, not just a way to collect afterward. The funny part is that Stripe may be trying to make the model picker look like a financial product.
That is the part I would watch. Stripe's private status gives it room to fund long investments and acquisitions without the same pressure to explain every quarter. And the letter says its share count is lower than 3 years ago, despite significant M&A. That flexibility is practical, even if the singularity language is doing a little too much cardio.
So my read is that the grand claim is under-evidenced, but the business mechanism is coherent. Stripe has data on companies forming and getting paid. OpenRouter gives it a position closer to the AI work itself. Whether that becomes durable infrastructure depends on customers accepting Stripe as the place where model policy and spending policy meet.
And that feels much more consequential than arguing over whether January 1st deserves the singularity label.
Cody, I think we have found a rare case where your boring control plane thing bought an $8 billion microphone.
I resent how accurate that is. We'll see whether the room got smaller again, or whether Stripe just bought a very expensive window into a fast-growing market.
That's enough exploring next for one morning, Cody. Go admire the invoice trail, and I'll see you before the next company declares a new calendar era.